hundreds of Scenery Park East London community members held a candlelight vigil and marched to the Enyobeni Tavern on Wednesday to demand the closure of the establishment and the removal of its owner from the area after the mysterious deaths of 21 teenagers on Sunday. Speaking to Times Live, an emotional Tiny Skwepu of the local Methodist Church's Mothers Union said she wished the youth would learn that liquor was nothing.
I think we can learn a lesson. A liquor is nothing. I wish the whole South Africa, not even the whole South Africa, I wish the world can learn. I wish the world can learn that a liquor is not important. This is a sin, if I can tell you. I'm not feeling well, not at all. I'm not feeling well. This is bad. This is really bad. It's really bad. It's bad. But God is always there for us. And I wish those, their souls can rest in peace. I wish so. Their souls can rest in peace. And their parents, Lord, can make them to accept this. Because this is ugly.
Langamia, a pupil from a local high school, said Scenery Park youth were plagued by challenges and that the tragedy at the tavern was not an isolated incident.
This isn't the first incident happening at that tavern. We have been active people. In fact, the youth of Scenery Park has been experiencing rape. There is a high rate of rape in Scenery Park. That wasn't the first incident. That is why today we are saying enough is enough. That is why we're saying that we demanded that tavern to be closed. We were deeply hurt inside. We didn't expect what happened there by the time. We are deeply hurt inside and we need answers because we are unclear about everything that took place.
Youth leaders told Times Live there would be a bigger march on Friday that would include various organizations. The victims will be buried on Wednesday, July 6. Audio gathered by Times Live video journalist Catherine White. For Times Live podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.